Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today. Friday night!
Boomer and Geo coming to you live from the Bill Ford Talk Studio on the Fan and CBS Sports Network on a feel-good Friday. Yes, it is. A week from today, another feel-good Friday, we are going to be at the official kickoff to summer at DJ's in Belmar with WFAN and 94.7 The Block. It's Friday, May 27th, 5 a.m. until 6 p.m. Starts with the warm-up show with Al and Jerry. Then we take over from 6 to 10. Then you got Tiki and Tierney, followed by Carton and Roberts. All from DJ's broadcasting live as we officially start the summer and Memorial Day weekend. No tickets needed. Just show up and watch us do our thing. Live music from Lifespeed, a live mixer from 94.7 The Block, and the best place at the Jersey Shore to kick off the summer. It's brought to you by Day Chaser, the canned cocktail with real vodka and real tequila. Greg Hughes is hoarding all of it in his office.
Yes.
Pick one up at a store near you or ask for it. Visit daychaser.com.
Oh, you ain't kidding either.
Yeah. Jersey Mike's, a sub above, and Superbook Sports. Visit superbook.com. It was just funny. We were like, hey, we are looking for some more Day Chaser, Greg. He's like, oh, man. He's like, all right, I'll call him. The next thing you know, he wheels in two cases.
Yeah.
I'm like, where was that?
Where? Yeah, in his office.
Yeah.
By the way, a couple things. We're not shaving anybody's back this year, right?
I don't believe so.
Okay, we're not putting Al and Jerry in those knocker blocker things, are we?
I don't believe so, no.
Okay,
no.
Are you singing this year? Or
I don't know. I mean, I don't know Lifespeed. I don't want to presume that I'm just going to take over. I mean, Al, so last time we did this in 2019, I did a song and Al did a song. Al did Adam Gase's Eyes with the band and Kirk and the Jerks, right, was the group?
Yeah, Kirk and the Jerks.
And then I did the Hey Joe version of Hey Bro with Beningo singing about, complaining about the Jets because Joe was still on the radio station. And I was, after that, feeling pretty good about things and had my white pants on and it was great. I don't know if it's going to happen again.
Now, last year you wore, you know, your whole outfit, your American flag outfit,
yeah,
all that other stuff. So are you going all in again this year or are you just going to kind of like, you know, make it like a normal day?
I had a couple of ideas, but then I don't know. I think I'm probably just going to go with my standard flag and anthem regalia. Okay. That's what I think I'm going to go. They're a big sponsor, might as well represent.
Sure.
I don't know. We could talk about it. I mean, we were a week away. You know, we could figure out something. If you'd like me to dress a certain way, I'll do it for you.
Maybe like a theme?
Yeah, if you want me to dress a certain way. I don't know. I mean, it's, you know, I'll break out a crazy outfit from here and now and again. You know that, with the American flag overalls.
Yeah, but I'm telling you, last time we were down in Jersey, you had the nice white pants on, you had the nice the dark flowered shirt on. I mean, it was really nice. I mean, you look good.
I know. I don't. Well,
when you see yourself in those photos, I mean, you realize how good you are.
Yeah, it depresses the hell out of me. Yep.
Right. I don't know why.
Well, no. Why? Because I'm now, I'm 25 pounds heavier. That's why.
Should inspire you.
No, it doesn't inspire me. It just makes me feel terrible about myself. Yeah, that's right. Go, how the hell did you let this happen? Jesus Christ, you're such a piece of garbage. That's what goes through my head.
Now,
you can't stop eating. How you were just a you pig. How did you get to this point? You should have never gotten to this point.
Look at you. Look
yeah,
at
I
you.
Know.
Look at you.
That's what's going on in my head. Like, in order to get back to there, you got to starve yourself and be miserable. You don't want to do that, so you're going to be miserable either way. Which misery is worse, being fat or starving yourself?
Where's that, Gio?
I mean,
is he in the rearview mirror?
the physical Gio is not there, but it's the same person. It's just the physical person is not.
Different
person. Yeah,
I think right there at that moment on that stage, singing that song with that outfit on.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. That may have been the happiest I've ever seen you.
Doesn't take much, right?
I mean, although you were really happy last year at the boat party too. I mean, like you were in your element.
Yeah, no, I was. Yeah, you know, I was probably happier there because I didn't have a 4-hour drive home. So I was probably happier at the boat party.
With your dad that day?
Not that day. It was the year previous to that.
Oh, it was the year previous.
Yeah, it was here 2018.
Actually, the happiest you were was once the show was over and you were on the boat drinking.
Yeah, yeah.
Then that's what I was.
Yeah, you and your boy Frenchie.
Another big Geo happy moment, the Blue Point Brewery show.
Yes, that was a big, very that big. Was a big Geo happy
big
moment
yep.
down in Bellport.
Yep. Yeah, the Patchogue.
Patchogue.
Yeah, that was a big one. I think we owe them another remote, by the way. Not to ruin your day there, Al, but I think we owe them another one.
We stayed at that really nice bed and breakfast. Remember
in
that?
Bellport, yeah,
yeah, that was
that
nice.
Was really nice.
Temperance
yeah.
Hall, which
Temperance
I stayed
Hall.
At a very nice Geo guest bedroom. That's right. Right. Yeah, in the old house.
Now, house. Now we can you know bum rush the new house.
You could.
I mean, is the naked sister-in-law around?
Not right now. Not okay. currently.
Okay,
but she's always lurking. At some point, she could show up at any day.
Okay.
So you never know. Yeah. So no, we're excited about it, and you're staying in our same hotel down there.
Yeah,
on Thursday.
Yeah,
yeah. I'm basically packing a bag. I'm like going on vacation next week, essentially.
Oh, you're working. You're working for me and our foundation at our young professionals event at the Ugly Duckling on Wednesday night.
So I'm leaving my house Wednesday morning at 4 a.m. and I am coming home Friday afternoon about 1 o'clock. So.
So you hope 1 o'clock.
Well, it depends how long I stay, I guess. It depends if I bolt right out of there, which generally doesn't happen. Yeah, you're right. It's not going to be 1 o'clock. It's probably going to be more like 3 o'clock.
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe I'll get that. But the price of gas these days, though.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I'm just thinking Barrazzano Bridge. It starts this way. It goes Outer Bridge Crossing. Staten Island Expressway, Barrazzano Bridge, to like the ultimate madness of the Belt Parkway, which they could make 15 lines lanes wide, and it still would be jam packed.
Yeah,
it has got literally it is the worst road in the world.
Oh, when you're on that upper level trying to get onto it,
I know the BQE sucks. The whole thing trying to get into the Holland Tunnel from Jersey sucks. I mean, getting out of New York City through the Holland Tunnel sucks. It all sucks. But you know what? That's what we all have in common. I don't know if you knew that.
Sucking? What are you talking about?
Well, the commute. The
oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Especially on a Friday, like, everybody's in their cars. And even though gas is, like, you know, $5 a gallon, everybody's still driving.
Nobody wants to get on the train. With COVID cases going back up, nobody wants to take the subway. Because generally the train turns into the subway. And nobody wants to be on the subway because... You're going to get shanked or shot or peed on.
Oh, here's it.
So people get in their cars. They pay $5 a gallon. Sounds a hell of a lot better than that.
Okay, but Subway MTA ridership has been up over the last month.
Okay.
And due in large part, many people believe, because of the insane gasoline prices that are basically being caused by the morons that are running the country.
Smells like weed in here now.
It does?
I'm getting...
You got a weed sniff?
Well, there's a certain staff What's member that? Who is here, but I don't know.
I don't smell it.
I do. I
think I have very sensitive sense
we
of smell.
We don't have it in here yet.
It's 100%. I don't know if it's someone upstairs. Can you know how sometimes someone like make a toast or something and it wafts through?
It wafts through, yeah. I don't smell...
I'm telling you, I'm not making this up.
This just happened.
Yeah, just happened. Just in that moment. I'm gonna have to go out and smell. I will find that. I will sniff that whole thing out, and I will find it.
I can't believe you can't smell that.
No, faint or strong?
No, I mean, it's faint, but it's without a doubt, it's distinct. It's 100% distinct.
I like I said, I have a very sensitive nose.
Yeah, you know, it's not.
I can smell just about everything.
Okay, all right, and you don't have it,
and I don't smell it.
Maybe just talking about the subway.
Just go over by G, see if
a psychosomatic reaction.
over in this area.
He's like a bloodhound.
Like he's sniffing out for a liberal.
He's going to go right to the control room and sniff in your butt in about a second.
I don't smell it.
I can't believe it.
I don't smell it.
Wow, that's crazy.
I don't know what that's about.
That is strange. Maybe you still have the COVID effects. You can't smell things.
No, I can smell and taste.
You can?
Yeah.
Yeah, I smell. I definitely, it's faint, but I smell it. I don't know. Maybe I'm just having like...
I can't really smell anything, though.
He can't smell anything. He's all messed up. I'm telling you.
I swear to God, I don't smell.
All right.
I'm trying to smell it.
Anyway. Where the hell were we? What were we talking about? Kickoff to summer, right?
Yes.
And how much it sucks to live here and drive around,
and then yeah, drive back,
and then and all that stuff, and the subway, the subway. That's where we were.
At the Garden State Parkway. You got
Outer
Bridge Crossing, Staten Island Expressway.
We're all gonna pile into Al's condo though before the show, so that'll be nice. That's what I'm looking forward to the most. Like all these traffic disasters that we're talking about, it's a little bit unnerving, but just the idea of all piling into Al's condo.
When exactly? After your golf round?
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Yeah. Either that, unless you guys want to go out to dinner. I mean, we can either go to Gabriella's, we can go to
Let's get some takeout. Let's get some takeout and have it in Al's condo.
Get a couple of pizzas and go over to Al's condo and hang out?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that would be perfect.
Al, you need me to send some stuff down there?
No, I think...
You could send some day chaser down there or something.
Yeah, if you would like that, yeah, that'd be good.
Some coolers, you set the whole thing up.
Or maybe Al can recommend a nice Bradley Beach restaurant.
Oh, definitely.
To get takeout from and bring back to his condo.
And have dinner with Lindsay.
I want to hang out on Al's deck, that expansive deck of his.
You'd be the only one out there, because that's about all there's room for.
It's great. Al can actually, like... He can go to the bathroom and then wash his hands in the kitchen sink at the same time. It's amazing.
So. Whimsy's not going to like having a lot of people in there.
Oh, Whimsy.
I mean, she's going to have to deal with it.
She's going to retreat.
Is that what she does? She, goes and hides?
She just retreats to her bed.
There's nowhere to hide.
Really, that's true, yeah. There is nowhere to hide there.
Oh, man. No, I mean, it'll be good. And the thing that Al tweeted out too that's very important about the kickoff to summer is we had to have a ticketed event last year for the boat party. This is not a ticketed event. You're allowed to just show up. Doesn't matter. Hundreds of thousands of people could show up and just free. It's all there. It's all good and it's all everything. So it's not like it has to be a special thing and we're going to turn you away at the door. It's not. It will not happen that way. And it goes all day long. Now, do you think Dan and Carteret stays the entire day? And is just completely, phased by the end of the thing. He's probably going to be there from 5 a.m. all the way till 6 p.m. And by the end, they're going to have to carry him out. There's no doubt about it. He is leaving in an ambulance that day. 100%. Completely with an IV strapped to him. It's going to happen.
Yes.
Him and Anthony and Belleville and Jan the Meat Man and everybody's going to show up. Bob and Comac. I wonder, you think Schwartz will come? You think he'll go all the way down there?
No.
He'd be a celebrity down there, I think.
He would be.
We should get him. We should put him in a shopping cart and wheel him around.
I try to get CeeLo to come and maybe have Jerry end at 10 and then have CeeLo go with Tiki and Tierney. I just don't think he wants to be around Craig and Evan. I think that's a very awkward thing.
Awkward situation for
very
him.
Very awkward thing when Craig said, you're done.
And that's why he doesn't want to be there?
I think that's it.
Yeah, maybe I'll get Schwartz to drive me. He could be my driver that day. Drive me there and back.
What kind of car does he drive?
I don't know. Honda.
Are you familiar with my car?
That's what he drives?
I think it's the Chevy version of that Nissan version of that. Yeah, it's amazing to watch him get in and out of that.
Yeah, it's like the circus bear getting out of the clown car.
Put a little hat on.
You are relentless. You're such a bully.
Oh, come on.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hi, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. The last non-summer Friday for a very long time as we gear up for Memorial Day weekend. Next weekend, we've got Yankees, Mets, Rangers, everything going on right now. And Peter Schwartz in for Jerry Recco. And this is a rarity. Sometimes, very rarely, we get a call for Jerry. Maybe someone wanted to talk about Rutgers or why him and Boomer are feuding about the Nets or something like that. But we actually got a phone call specifically for Peter Schwartz.
Wow.
Look at you. Move the needle Schwartz is what they call you. And let's go to Matt in Shoreham, who wants to talk to Peter. What's going on, Matt?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good, man. What's up?
I got a little bone to pick with Peter, and it's probably not, it's no fault of his. But, he's wearing the Ducks hat earlier.
Yeah.
And now he's taking it off. And when I saw the Ducks hat, I was like, you know, let me check the Ducks tickets because I wanted to take my son to a game and my father-in-law for Father's Day.
Yeah.
And I was looking around, and tickets are $40 a piece.
That's not true.
That's 100%. Not
true. You can go to a Ducks game for $15.
That's really
seats behind the plate are like $15. And then they go down from there. Like, it may be $40 to sit in a suite if you want to rent a suite.
$40.
There's no way. That's not true.
Let's see who's right about this. By the way, the hat you're wearing now is really dirty and looks terrible.
Yeah. Again?
Yes.
Again?
What is that hat?
MacArthur High School.
How do you mean again? You don't look at the hat before you put it on?
You've been sweating in that hat, Peter. That's why it looks like that.
I wiped it off.
But it's got filth on it. I mean, you got to have a little bit of like class when you come into the studio.
I mean, you should have seen him the last time. He had some, what was that, a Yankee hat you had on?
I think so, yeah.
It's absolutely filthy.
A lot of sweat.
All right, Long Island individual game tickets for the Long Island Ducks. All right,
you're
here to buy tickets. I'm doing that. So let's see. Tuesday, May 24th. It's a triple play Tuesday, they call that. So I'm going to buy tickets to this. I'm going to go right here to section, you said behind the plate, section 104? Section 104, triple play Tuesday. Let's see, I'll pick here, seat price. I don't know why it's telling me it's free. Apparently it's free.
That's less than $40.
Yes, I mean, it is.
It really is telling me ticket price total.
Come on.
Oh, here we go. Let me see if I hit one of those.
Oh, this site sucks. Error processing seats. Someone else has put this in their cart. All right, let's try this seat. This seat here. $16.
There 16, you go. Okay. Yeah.
Section 104, mm-hmm. Row D, seat 12 is $16.
And the parking is free.
And that's right there.
Come on, Matt. What are you looking at, home Matt? Plate.
I'm on the Ducks website, June 19th.
Are you on the Anaheim Ducks website or you're on the...
All right, so June 19th. Okay, so let's see if they're doing a little price gouge for Father's Day or something.
It could be. I checked another day, too, but...
June 19th. Here we go. Father's Day special ticket purchase required.
Who the hell's running the Ducks? Just have call them up and ask.
Well, hold on. Speaking of tickets... To Jersey Mike's Yankees box office blitz. We got a pair of field level tickets to see the Yankees and the White Sox at Yankee Stadium on Sunday, May 22nd. Right now, be caller 7 at 866-540-WFAN. That's 866-540-9326 for your chance to win. It's all from Jersey Mike's, the official sub sandwich shop of the New York Yankees box office blitz and the Fan. All right. So, you know what this probably is? This
looks like Father's Day, like brunch or something like that.
It's a Father's Day barbecue situation. So that's what's going on. I think you get like extra stuff for your ticket is what's going on. So that's there's your answer. So it's not $40 every single game, but that is your answer there, Matt. Okay.
All right, but even June 11th, I mean, look at it right now. It's $35. That's the cheapest ticket.
Yeah, man. I don't know what to tell you.
It's not an indictment on you guys or anything. I thought it was crazy because I was like, oh, I can go to City Field then.
No, wait a second. Time out. You're wrong. I just clicked on a. Are you looking at like secondary market? Someone trying to rip you off? June 19th. I looked at this. June 19th, 135 game, section 103, row H, seat 6, $16.
$16.
$16. I'm telling you, I'm looking at their official site. So you're looking at something different.
I'm looking at the same thing, man. I'm telling you.
All right. I don't know what to tell you. They're getting ripped off. Your site sucks.
I don't know what he's looking at there.
But I've got it. $16. It's for everything. For all those seats right behind home plate.
People should come next Thursday, May 26th. I'm doing public address.
Oh. Oh, all right. You going to do a little meet and greet beforehand with a dirty hat on?
No, I'll put the Ducks hat
on. What game is this now?
Thursday, May 26th.
Thursday, May 26th versus the Southern Maryland Blue Crab.
Yes.
Oh, right.
Oh, let's see. Let's find some tickets there. Let's go. Section 103.
But you're on Vivid Seats.
All right.
You're on the not on their official site.
com, you're supposed to
I'm on Long Island Ducks.
No, you're not.
All right. Timeout.
Yeah.
All right.
So you hit the ad thing, which gets you.
That sucks.
Yeah.
I hate this.
LIDucks.com.
There it is right there. Individual.
Got it.
There you go. Click here to buy tickets. Got it. Click it and get your ticket.
There you go.
All right. So the 26th, you're doing this?
Yes.
Buy tickets there.
It's a thirsty Thursday.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, yeah. All right. Let's say, where should I go? 104?
Yeah, that's what I clicked on. Yeah, click that.
Okay.
And then it takes a second to come up and then hit any of the blue ones.
The blue ones that are available.
Yeah, blue ones that are available. And then you look on the right. How much does it say it costs?
$16.
$16. Box seat right behind the plate.
I don't know what this guy's looking at.
No idea. He's probably on some secondary market bullcrap site. $16.
So has there ever been a public address announcer that has been heckled and chirped?
I don't think so.
I think we should go.
Yeah.
And I think she would heckle and chirp him.
Would you really go?
I've been to Ducks games before.
Yeah, on a Thursday night?
Yeah, but you're going to be busy. That's the night before our kickoff.
Oh, yeah, we can't do that. Right, right. Well, we'll pick another night where we can come.
Absolutely, I have to find out the next time I'm doing it.
How are you not the full-time PA announcer for the Ducks?
Well, I didn't apply for the full-time job.
Okay.
When it was open. It's a lot of games. It's a lot of games.
Did you apply for the full-time job here at night?
I did.
Oh, you did?
I did.
How are you feeling about that?
I feel good. Okay. But it was a good interview.
Oh, you did? Yeah,
I did. I felt like it went well.
Who did you interview with?
Spike and Dave.
Oh, Bad Vegan.
All right.
Okay.
You came out of there feeling pretty good.
Did you know that he was a bad vegan?
Who?
Spike.
No, I did not know that. That didn't come up in the conversation.
Do you know what a vegan is?
I do, yes.
Okay, what do vegans eat?
Not meat.
And?
Chicks. I'm not a vegan, so I don't know.
Chicken's meat. But like, let's say a vegan
wanted scrambled eggs. Are they allowed to have that?
I would have no idea.
You don't know?
No.
What about a glass of milk and a cookie?
I can't see a problem with milk and a cookie.
Yeah, vegan?
Yeah, yeah, no.
Nope, no. Not allowed to have either one of those things.
No. He's eating dirt and sand. And stuff
yeah,
like
right,
that.
Yeah. He's
but that didn't come up in the interview.
Yeah, glass of leaves is what he's
rainwater and leaves.
Yeah, I mean, I would imagine there are two people on this earth that would have the exact opposite diet and would be you and Spike Eskin. You could not have two different lifestyles, I would imagine.
Yeah.
Have you been to dinner with Spike?
I went to lunch with him. He got like alfalfa sprouts.
But does he mind if you get meat?
What did I get?
Like a judgy vegan?
No, no, no. I say so. Maybe it's like so disgusting he can't sit at the table.
No, no, no. He did. We went to this little foofy place over here where all they sold was quiche.
Yeah, yeah.
I was like, you have anything but quiche?
See, we should take him out. And we should take him like to Wolfgang's or something like that. Get a big slab of ribs.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, get a big
They bring the cow out where you get to pick it before you slaughter it, like one of those things.
And make him sit through that.
Yeah.
You ever go to one of those Brazilian buffets where they come around with
Brazilian steakhouse? Yeah.
And you have the peg in front of you, and if you turn it to red, they don't bring any food. But if you flip it over to green, they come all around with the big, long swords with the different various meats in them.
I have a feeling you do one flip. That's it.
What's that?
You do the one flip in the beginning to green, then you leave it there.
I have to stop. I have to pace myself.
Well, they come over with all the different slices of meats, too, right?
Right. So you can get, fill up your plate and you throw over the red. You don't want to be bothered with them anymore.
Right.
And if you want more food, you just turn your peg back over
and
the grain.
Come back.
Man, I tell you, that's like an auction item.
They slice it right there.
Right.
Right at
well,
the
it's all in pieces on the sword.
Yeah.
And then
they
just flip it right off onto your plate.
Right, exactly.
You should do that for a booming celebration next year as an auction item. Go to a Brazilian steakhouse with Peter Schwartz. That would be an experience. Think about that. Just watch him pound all that meat.
Mm. Either that or I'm sure you love hibachi, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Hibachi. Yeah. Do they squirt the sake in your mouth? You have to do that part of it.
My kids love that. They think it's hysterical because some of those guys have real good personalities.
Oh, well,
and they put a great show on there for them.
Yeah, the little onion volcano.
Yeah.
Who doesn't love an onion volcano?
Yeah.
Let's go get some hibachi after the show,
Absolutely.
Peter. What do you think?
Sure.
All right. What do you got? An update for us?
Yes, we do. Powered by Superbook, now open with better odds and favorable prices. And we're also brought to you by Winter Brothers. For help with your next cleanup or construction project, visit winterbros.com. Well, a dramatic finish at Citi Field yesterday. Cardinals get a run in the top of the 10th. They take a 6-5 lead on the Mets. But in the bottom of the 10th, Pete Alonso, they step to the plate with a man on, and didn't take Gary Cohen long to describe what happened next.
And Alonso cracks one of the Mets win the ball game. Out of sight, a two-run bomb into the second deck for Pete Alonso. And just like that, the Mets walk off with a 7-6 win. Oh, wow!
Mets beat the Cardinals 7-6 in 10 innings. They take 3 out of 4. From the Redbirds, Alonso drilling that game-winning home run off Giovanni Gallegos.
I was just looking pretty much anything in my zone, and he came in there, and thankfully I capitalized.
Jeff McNeil drove in 3 runs. Now the bad news. Mets pitcher Max Scherzer with a strained oblique muscle on his left side, expected to be out 6 to 8 weeks. Manager Buck Showalter asked how the Mets will be able to go forward without Scherzer.
Very much like we did with Jake, with DeGrom, and like we did with Trevor May, and like we've done without James McCann and Reed Foley, and probably missing a couple that you can remind me of. But, you know, it's a great opportunity for guys like, you know, that we're talking about bringing in here.
Mets begin a 6-game road trip tonight in Colorado with Carlos Carrasco on the hill. And now to Baltimore, Lucas Litke serving up a walk-off 3-run homer to Anthony Santander in the bottom of the ninth. And the Orioles beat the Yankees 9-6. Bombers unable to complete the 4-game sweep at Camden Yards. Anthony Rizzo was ejected by home plate umpire Manny Gonzalez in the 7th inning after a swinging strikeout.
I'm leading off the inning. I have one of the best players in the world hitting behind me. I should be in a 2-0 count there. He clearly misses the first one. I just step out to reset. And then I feel like out of spite, he called the second one a strike just to prove that that's his strike zone. And that's where I get really frustrated.
And the Yankees lose for only the second time in 11 games. Back home
tonight. Pretty honest. Huh?
Yeah. You got to like that in Anthony Rizzo.
Yeah, I mean,
and it was a terrible call.
No, it was, but he's basically saying that the umpire was calling strikes out of spite.
Yeah.
I mean, he might get fined for that. I don't know. Who knows?
I would imagine he'll get a phone call from Major League Baseball on that. Yankees back home tonight for the White Sox. Nestor Cortez on the hill. Coverage here on the Fan 625. Trevor Story, 3 home runs last night, 7 RBI. The Red Sox beating the Mariners 12-6. Now to college football. And on Wednesday night, Alabama head coach Nick Saban suggesting that Texas A&M bought every player in their 2022 recruiting class. Yesterday, Texas A&M head coach Jimbo Fisher was not happy.
I have no sponsorships in those things. And that's the truth. Well, listen, I'm going to tell you one thing. You can call me anything you want to call me. You ain't calling me a cheat. I don't cheat and I don't lie. So I learned that when I was a kid. If you did, the old man slapped you side of the head. Maybe somebody should have slapped him.
And more.
Wow,
from,
something's happening.
Yeah,
here.
More from Fisher on Saban.
And it's a shame that you got to sit here and defend 17-year-old kids and families and Texas A&M because we do things right. We're always going to do things right. But we're always going to be here. We're doing a heck of a job. These coaches have done a great job. Our players have done a great job. The whole organization of recruiting people.
All now, right. Let me ask you a question. Is this like a nuanced thing where a third party is giving these kids money and he can stand there on his high holy horse and say, you know what, we're not doing it, but, you know, Nick Saban is alluding to a fact that maybe a booster club is doing it or whoever is sponsoring, you know, within their stadium is doing it or something
I think that you're exactly right. Now, I don't think that Nick Saban said that they were breaking any rules. He didn't say they're cheating and breaking rules. He was just basically saying that every player that they have or they brought in is going to make some major dollars at some point. So, I don't know. I think Nick Saban's getting way too much crap for this because he was just cavalierly speaking about what's going on in college sports right now. The problem is that people think that he sounds like a hypocrite because he's dominated recruiting for so long, and now all of a sudden some other people have an advantage maybe on him, and he's crying poor, and people are laughing at that because, like, how could you be the guy that's going to complain about this stuff? Yeah. But I think he's kind of right.
But you know what's even more interesting is that he didn't bring USC into this whole thing.
Well, yeah, because...
USC, I mean, when you read the story about USC and all the things that happened once they fired Clay Helton, their initial coach, and then went and got Lincoln Riley from Oklahoma and all the things that happened off of that, there's a great article on The Athletic, and I forget who wrote it, and I'm sorry about this, but I was just... it was amazing how many people were affected because of that decision by USC to bring in Lincoln Riley. And then, of course, Lincoln Riley goes to the transfer portal and brings his quarterback from Oklahoma, Caleb Williams, with him, and now gets this kid from Pittsburgh, this wide receiver. How much money is USC spending on a college football team?
Millions and millions and millions.
Probably more than some NFL teams spend on their own.
It's on its way. It's always been out of control to some extent because it's been unregulated, or at least the people that were supposedly regulating it and watching it had no say in it, really. And it felt like they were feckless and they didn't really have any power. But now it's completely out of control.
At Giants OTAs yesterday, quarterback Daniel Jones asked about the team not picking up his 2023 option.
Yeah, you know, that was certainly... you know, out of my control, out of my hands, and that's the business part of it. So I understand that, and, you know, my job is to prepare to play as well as I can, help the team win games, and that's certainly what I'm focused on.
And what's he going to say to the question like that?
Well, I'll tell you, the Giants don't want to get into the situation that the Cleveland Browns are in and the Carolina Panthers are in. They picked up $18.8 million of guaranteed salary for Sam Darnold and for Baker Mayfield, respectively. And really the question is, what are the Browns going to do? Right now they have about $72 million right now tied up in their quarterback room this year alone. Right now, $72 million.
And they're stuck with it.
Right now they are. And, you know, they have to figure out what they're going to do with Baker Mayfield. Now, they can mitigate some of that by cutting him after June 1st, but there's still going to be a significant number that's going to be on their salary cap structure. They also could be playing games with Baker Mayfield. Like, if you're not going to show up for minicamp, you're not going to show up for this, you're not going to show up for that, that could be conduct detrimental to the team or something, and they can use that and go down that road and try to take all that money away from him completely and then just cut him free and clear of any sort of financial exposure. But I don't think that's going to happen, but They are in, like, this is like such a Browns thing.
Yeah.
Like, all right, so they went over the top to get Deshaun Watson.
Yep.
Meanwhile, they had $18.8 million committed to the guy that was already there.
Right, who they weren't committed to.
All right, and then they also brought in Jacoby Brissett and paid him like $6 million. And they have Josh Dobbs on the roster for $1 million. So it adds up to about $72 million.
Well, they thought they were going to be able to trade Baker Mayfield, and they haven't been able to.
Yeah.
That's really what it comes down to.
I mean, they should have had that done. That should have been done and in the can, but nope. I mean, I know they wanted to get Deshaun Watson, and they went all in to get him. But now they got themselves a financial mess, and everybody in the league knows it.
Let me quickly give you the NBA playoffs last night. Game 2 Eastern Conference Finals. The Celtics over the Heat, 127-102. Rory McIlroy has the lead after one round of the PGA Championship. Stanley Cup playoffs last night. Lightning over the Panthers, 2-1. Blues beat the Avalanche, 4-1. And tonight, Rangers-Hurricanes, Game 2 in Carolina.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. So Fox announced that Greg Olsen is going to be Kevin Burkhardt's partner on the number one broadcast, NFL broadcast for them, and that Greg Olsen is going to call a Super Bowl this year for them as Tom Brady, as they await on Tom Brady. This is kind of a weird situation. It's a great opportunity for someone like Greg Olsen to be thrown in there. I mean, he'll be made fun of incessantly if he's not any good calling a Super Bowl.
Well, he and Kevin have worked together, so they're familiar with each other.
Yeah.
You know, one thing I will say is, like, I just wonder how much money they offered John Lynch that he turned down.
Oh, so you think he definitely...
Offered. He was definitely offered.
He was offered.
Yes. And he turned it down. So I definitely thought, and I told you this,
yeah,
that only time would tell, and so now time has finally told.
Yeah, you know, but they wouldn't have taken John Lynch over Tom Brady. So you're telling me that, like, they went to Tom Brady after Lynch said no and was like, hey, what do you think about this?
Well, I don't know. Look, I've heard a lot of stuff about Tom Brady over the last 2 years about trying to get to Miami and trying to get Sean Payton as his coach and then firing Bruce Arians. I mean, like, Tom Brady's involved in all this. But I will say that, see, Tom Brady is, I won't say universally respected, because I know that there are fans that don't like him because, you know, he wins everywhere he goes and whatever. But I would say, what would you say, about 85, 90% of the fans truly respect him as a great player.
Yeah. Understand.
I mean, I do. I mean, there's no question. I mean, but, you know, now all of a sudden, after all that stuff passed with Miami and with Tampa and everything else, I think that I believe that either Fox or Amazon went to John Lynch prior to all of this stuff in the offseason. And he was probably their first guy. And then when it became apparent that Tom Brady's team was looking for Tom Brady's next landing spot, then Tom Brady's team was able to concoct a deal with Fox that not only deals with calling games, but also has a big portion of this is marketing dollars. So, you know, like we had our upfront for Paramount the other day.
Yep.
You know, so you would think that when Fox has their upfront next year, if it is next year that Tom Brady decides to retire, you know, he is going to be front and center in front of all of those advertisements.
Oh, yeah, that's the big ticket draw right there.
Right, so that's on the P&L. It's also, Fox Sports is paying him to be an analyst, but Fox Sports is Fox Marketing and sales is going to be able to use him as a lure for other reasons where he'll be in commercials supporting all those products.
Mm-hmm.
So you can see how they can split all that up and spread it out over, you know, many facets of the company.
Sure. I mean, and there's no bigger star, no bigger name, and Tom Brady is so engaging, and he's handsome, and he shake his hand. You're like, oh, my God, I want to get in the Tom Brady business.
So you're going to say, Kevin Burkhardt's a great broadcaster. We all know that, and he's grown up, and he's really earned everything he has gotten to this point, kind of like you.
Oh, thank you. It's really nice. Yeah.
I appreciate guys that put the hard work and effort in and learn the business, and then all of a sudden find themselves in the power chair.
Yeah, colon Super Bowls.
Right, so that's where Kevin Burkhardt is now for Fox, and great for him. I'm sure he's done a couple of Tom Brady games. I'm sure they've met. I'm sure they've already spoken. And I would imagine that it's going to be up to Kevin Burkhardt to bring out the best in Tom Brady. Because, you know, unlike what the Mannings are doing, the Mannings are just having a conversation between themselves. They're not really they're analyzing the game, but they're not the guy that's doing the X's and O's and the teleprompter and all that other stuff. So they're a little bit protected, if you will.
Yeah.
Tom Brady's not going to be protected. He's going to be out there, and it could turn into a Joe Montana, Drew Brees thing, or it could turn out to be he's the greatest that there's ever been. I don't know if he can be opinionated enough.
Yeah, that's the first thing I thought of, too. I mean, is he going to rip on guys? Is he going to rip coaches? Is he going to rip quarterbacks? I mean, if a guy throws a terrible interception, is he going to say, oh, man, he shouldn't have made that throw? Or is he going to say, man, that guy, that's one of the worst decisions I've ever seen in my life. And if I were the coach, I'd rip him out of that game and put him on the bench.
Yeah, this ain't the Canadian Football League.
Yeah, right, or something like that.
Right, we're talking about Clint Strebler.
Yeah, get all the Canadian football people pissed off.
Unfortunately for Strebler, I just saw he was let go.
Oh, really? Well, it's not the Canadian Football League.
No, it's not. I was trying to think where he was, who just left.
Who the hell knows? Yeah, well, but if you're Greg Olsen, I mean, obviously you take the job because you get to call a Super
Hell
Bowl.
Yeah.
But, like, I would be concerned to be like, listen, I obviously don't have this job for very long.
He'll be the number two guy.
If he does well, you know.
He's been worried. He's been doing it with Kevin. They're fine.
I know, but you know what it's like. I mean,
like I told you,
guy like Booger McFarland was working for ESPN for a very long time in the studio and then calling college football games. He got in that Monday Night Football booth, and his legacy of horrendous broadcasting stench still lingers to this day.
Well, you know why? Because some person, I'll be nice, decided to put him on the Booger Mobile, which was ridiculous.
Even after that, too. Like, so.
But it was just a farce. That whole thing was a farce. And, you know, to his credit, you know, he's taken these slings and arrows, and he's rebuilt his broadcasting career in a different way, which is fine.
Yeah. No, he has, but, I mean, you got to remember, they took him out of the Boogermobile, put him in the booth, and that's where he got the most criticism.
The Boogermobile.
Because Jason Witten was getting all the criticism when Booger was in the Boogermobile, and then they took him out of the Boogermobile, got rid of Jason Witten, put him in the booth, and that's when he was really bad.
Well, Tom Brady's going to find out, like we all have, sitting at home with your family and friends and watching a football game and just speaking to your family and friends while the game is going on is one thing.
Yeah.
When you're in that booth and you don't understand, and I'm sure he does, but when you say something,
Ibukam,
coach's decision, and if he's doing a Jet-Dolphin game,
yeah,
like on a Sunday afternoon, you think the Jet-Dolphin fan is going to want to hear from Tom Brady?
No, probably not. No.
It's going to take a while for him to kind of settle in. And I'm telling you, I'll tell you that, it is a ballsy move for him.
Ibukam. Yeah.
It's a ballsy move for him. Because he's now going to have to immerse himself in every single one of these rosters. And he's going to have to know who the coordinators are, what they do. And I'm sure coming off the field, he'll be well-versed in all of that. But knowing every single player, who they are, what they do, that's so one thing I will say about Collinsworth. You know, he is about as buttoned up and knows every single player on every roster. And because of his legal background, it's almost like he's got a photographic memory, and he can relate quickly.
Tom Brady's a guy who's strived to be the best, though.
Buenos tacos, amigos.
And I think that he'll do the same with this. Like, if he's got to work at it, he'll work at it. He's got to learn, he's got to study, he'll do that.
I actually can't wait to hear it.
Yeah, I'm excited, too, for a couple of years from now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.